Hello, I'm Keith Perron, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We begin today's program with the Oscar Peterson Trio and Easy Listenin' Blues.
Thank you.
Oscar Peterson recorded live with Easy Listening Blues. Of course, he was performing there with his trio. This is from a new collection of some of the best recordings that he made during the Verve years that has just been released by EMI Discs. Welcome to the program, everyone. It's very nice to have you with us today for another edition of the program. We're going to move now to Dutch composer, arranger, and conductor Bob Brookmeyer, who's worked with some of the giants of jazz, who've been on tour in Europe. This is from a CD that he especially recorded for broadcast in the Netherlands. It's a track that he composed himself called Child at Play.
Thank you.
Bob Brookmeyer, conducting the New Art Orchestra with a track called Child at Play. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. We're now going to move to a composition that was made famous by Quincy Jones. It wasn't composed by Quincy Jones. It was performed by Golson. And it was a track that Quincy Jones had recorded for the album Walkin' in Space, which is one of my favorite Quincy Jones albums. The version that we're going to listen to is by harmonicist Toots Thielman. And it's a different arrangement of that classic hit, because it was a hit. It's called Killer Joe. Here's Toots Thielman. Thank you. Take Five, a classic composition by Paul Desmond, performed by Dave Brubeck and his quartet. And before that, another classic composition that was originally made popular and famous by Quincy Jones from the album Walking in Space. It's called Killer Joe. But the version that we took a listen to is more by a small group with harmonicist Toots Thielemans. This is Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We now move to a little bit of Charles Mingus from the Columbia LP, Mingus Ah-Um. Yes, that's what it's called, Mingus Ah-Um, with Pussy Cat Doos. Thank you. Count Basie and his orchestra with a composition by Neil Hefti, who did a lot of work for television and film with I'm Shoutin' Again. Before that, Charles Mingus with, yes, Pussycat Dudes. This is Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Now time for two giants together. And I don't mean two separate recordings, but two giants playing together. John Coltrane on tenor sax and Miles Davis on trumpet. It's a composition that was composed by Thelonious Monk. It was recorded February 4th, 1958. It's a track, actually, that they had recorded that was released for an album. But the version that we're going to listen to is the alternate take that was never commercially released of Straight, No Chaser.
Thank you.
the alternate take of Straight No Chaser, John Coltrane and Miles Davis. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of the program. If you wish to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. We're going to end today with a singer that a lot of people may not remember or may not have heard of. Her name is Rose Murphy, and it's with the standard composed by Arthur Johnson and John Burke, Pennies from Heaven. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, and take care.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune for me all over town. Be sure that your umbrella upside down, speedy, trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, speedy. So when it starts to thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven, you and me. Pennies from heaven.